Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne. Vítejte v Černínském paláci. Právě skončilo jednání ministrů zahraničních věcí České republiky a Azerbajdžánské republiky, pana ministra Karla Schwarzenberga a ministra Elmara Mamedyarova.
V rámci tedy přípravy na předsednictví je taky tato návštěva, kterou ovšem považuji jak pro Evropu, tak pro nás za mimořádně důležitou.
This meeting is a part of the Czech Republic's preparations for the EU presidency, but in the context of the preparations, I regard this particular visit as very important.
Pane ministře, jsem se už několikrát setkal, jak známo, jsem byl začátkem léta taky v Azerbajdžánu na návštěvě. Azerbajdžán hraje velmi, velmi důležitou rolu, jak v celé politice, co se týká Kavkazu, tak co se týká energie, neboť nejenom my máme 20% toho, co užíváme ropy, pochází z Azerbajdžánu, ale v tom celkovém obrazu je jedna nejdůležitějších zemí, nebo přes Azerbajdžán taky máme spojení na státy ve Střední Asii, ty taktéž jsou důležitý pro energetické zásobování Evropy. My jsme tudíž měli nejrůznější rozhovory, ale poněvadž je Azerbajdžán, řekněme, jedna z čelních zemí našeho zahraničního politického zájmu, tak jsme nejenom mluvili o ropě plynu, nebo samozřejmě taky, nebo jsme taky mluvili, co se týká spolupráce v kulturní oblasti, co se týká spolupráce v obchodní oblasti a tak dále.
I have met Minister Elmar Mamedyarov several times already, and as some of you may know, I visited Azerbaijan early this summer. Azerbaijan is a very important country and one of the focuses of our foreign policy interests. It is a very important country from the viewpoint of policy toward the Caucasian region and also from the viewpoint of energy supplies. We take roughly 20% of our oil consumption from Azerbaijan, and Azerbaijan is also a transit point to Central Asian countries. So in our discussion, we touched upon oil and energy in general, but we also discussed potential cultural and trade cooperation as well.
Samozřejmě jsme se taky dotýkali vývoj v celém regionu, jak z Kavkazy, tak v širším končelního a Kaspického moře, což nás oba velice zajímá.
We also discussed policy issues. We discussed the Caucasian region and also the broader area around the Caspian Sea, which is a matter of some interest for us.
Byl to velice věcný, velmi dobrý rozhovor, ale já bych řekl, že teď je na čase, abych předal slovo mému čestnému hostu.
It was a matter of fact, fruitful discussion, and now I think the time has come to cede the floor to our distinguished guest.
Thank you very much. First of all, it's a great pleasure to be back again to Czech Republic, to this lovely city of Prague.
Děkuji za slovo. Především bych rád vyjádřil potěšení z toho, že mohu znovu navštívit Českou republiku, město Prahu.
I appreciate for this invitation my good friend Minister Karl Schwarzenberg, with whom we have meetings and exchange of views on all gatherings, even beyond the bilateral meetings in the capitals of two countries.
Oceňuji pozvání, kterého se mi dostalo od mého přítele a kolegy, pana Karla Schwarzenberga. Jak se zmínil, již několikrát jsme měli příležitost se setkat, jak v rámci multilaterálních, tak bilaterálních form.
Czech Republic is going to lead to be a president of the European Union for the next 6 months. And this is a very important for Azerbaijan to continue working with the EU and particularly with the presidency to check the standing on the different issues of international relations.
Česká republika se na příštích 6 měsíců ujme předsednické úlohy v Evropské unii a pro Azerbajdžán je velmi důležité zachovat kontinuitu a vyměňovat si názory, co se týče mezinárodních vztahů.
I can tell you that we today in a frank manner discuss the various issues of the regional development. Of course, I inform the Czech minister on about the negotiations with regard to the Armenian-Azerbaijan Nagorno-Karabakh conflict and its resolution and approach to the resolution. We discussed the energy issue, as it was indicated, and overall, of course, situation in Afghanistan, where Czech and Azerbaijan together working together to bring in peace and stability to this country, and the other issue of mutual concern.
Během velice otevřeného dnešního jednání jsme s panem ministrem probírali otázky týkající se našeho postoje k konfliktu s Arménií v oblasti Náhorního Karabachu. Zabývali jsme se energetickými otázkami a zmínili jsme se rovněž o Afghánistánu, kde jak Česká republika, tak Azerbajdžán participují na úsilí přivést tuto k zemi k míru a prosperitě a stabilitě.
On bilateral level, we also check the different agreements which are right now under the consideration by both governments, including the agreements on the political sides, defense area, cultural, humanitarian sides, tourists, between the foreign ministers, exchange of students, so, between the diplomatic academies, and so on, so that we will check where we're standing and agree that we need to move forward.
Během rozhovoru jsme rovněž probrali otázky související s dohodami, které v současné době posuzují naše vlády. Jedná se o dohody o kulturní spolupráci, vojenské spolupráci, hospodářské spolupráci a rovněž výměny studentů diplomatických akademií.
And finally, we agreed that even during the presidency, never mind that the Czech Republic will be very busy, and particularly Minister Schwarzenberg will be very busy, but we'll find out the time to be in touch and check the position of both countries on the various issue of mutual interest.
Dohodli jsme se na tom, že v otázce těch dohod je zapotřebí učinit další pokrok a i na tom, že během českého předsednictví EU, i když to bude velice rušná doba, zejména pro mého kolegu, pana ministra Schwarzenberga, budeme v kontaktu a že budeme i nadále diskutovat otázky společného zájmu.
Děkuji, dámy a pánové, vaše otázky. Nyní je na ně prostor. Your questions, please, you can...
First, thank you. My name is Kenan Aliyev. I'm the director of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Azerbaijan service. I would like to say welcome to Minister Mamedyarov. I have two questions. First question both ministers. To Mr. Mamedyarov, what are the expectations you have from the Czech presidency of EU in terms of resolution of Karabakh conflict? And question to Minister Schwarzenberg, what efforts Czech Republic or presidents of the Czech Republic can make to bring the resolution of this conflict in coming future? And my second question is kind of personal, but it's the question to both ministers. You may be aware that the Azerbaijani government has announced plans to take foreign broadcasters off the air by the end of this year. and had justified this this plan by referring to European standards. As forthcoming president of the European presidency, does the Czech government agree that terminating the broadcast of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty in Azerbaijan would be consistent with European standards? And is it consistent with Azerbaijan's commitment to European Union under its neighborhood policy? That's my two questions. Thank you.
Že já jsem zástupce azerbajdžánského vysílání Rádia Svobodná Evropa. První otázku adresuji ministru Momediarovovi. Co očekáváte od českého předsednictví v souvislosti s rezolucí o Náhorním Karabachu? Druhá otázka pro pana ministra Schwarzenberga. Jaký může podle vašeho názoru mít předsednictví přínos předsednictví České republiky pro situaci v Náhorním Karabachu? A otázka pro oba ministry. V souvislosti s vysíláním azerbajdžánským Rádia Svobodná Evropa. Can you repeat the third question, please? Yeah. Národní rada se rozhodla uzavřít vysílání azerbajdžánské rádio Svobodná Evropa, protože neodpovídá evropským standardům. Podle vašeho názoru mělo by toto vysílání pokračovat v souvislosti s tím, že Azerbajdžán usiluje o užší vztahy s Evropskou unií?
Tedy první otázce bych rád následující řekl. Samozřejmě podporujeme veškeré mírové řešení tohoto už dlouhodobého konfliktu, kterým budu samozřejmě věnovat obzvláštní pozornost, protože jsem byl jeden z prvních tehda ještě z misí v OVSE, když ta nešťastná válka počala, který byl teda v Národním Karabachu, na Górním Karabachu, tak v Erevanu, a v Baku jsem byl, to všechno i v samotným na Górním Karabachu. Popravdě řečeno ovšem, jak známo, nejdřív ten problém musí vyřešit v zásadě ty dvě strany mezi sebou. Žádné zvětší diktované řešení mi nedrželo. Za druhé existují už mechanismy, to je znám minský proces, teď bylo taky setkání zprostředkováno ruským prezidentem Medvedevem, jak mezi arménskou a azerskou stranu. Takže myslím, tento proces pokračuje, my budeme k tomu přispívat jako předsedající země nebo jako Evropské unie, když je to od obou stran vyžadováno, ale myslím, že toho času, řekněme, nemáme mandát na to, abychom v té zvláštní formě do toho zasáhli. To je jedna věc. Za druhé bych snadnejdřív tuto odpověděl.
Regarding your first question, the Czech Republic and especially in its EU presidency role will support any peaceful solution of the long-term conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan. I was involved in attempts to find a solution to the conflict almost from the time the unfortunate war began. I visited Yerevan. I was in Azerbaijan as well. And we, as the EU presidency, will support any peaceful solution. But it is our opinion that the parties involved should first try to find a peaceful solution by themselves. The Czech Republic and the EU will, of course, assist them. And recently there has also been an initiative by Russian President Medvedev that would hopefully help find a peaceful solution to the conflict.
And the Minsk process is going on. So that is the first question. A second question, of course, which radio station have a permission to work actively in Azerbaijan? It's up to the Azeri government. I would like to say only one thing. Out of the experience of my country, I must say that both wireless stations, as BBC, which thank God is still today working in this country, listening to it nearly every morning, as the Radio Free Europe, was of enormous help in this country to the development of democracy in setting on track the reform regime. I would be personally, I would recommend it to my Azerbaijani colleague, but of course it's up to the government of Azerbaijan how they decide.
Should you translate? No?
No.
Okay, I will sum up to the question. On Armenian-Azerbaijan Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, yes, as I said, we quite thoroughly discuss, and I can admit that Mr. Schwarzenberg got a very deep knowledge with regard to the conflict, its roots, the standing, and even further on how to proceed, in which direction we have to proceed, trying to build up the more durable and long-standing resolution of the conflict. Minister Schwarzenberg indicated the latest talks and the Moscow Declaration, which was signed by presidents of Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Russian Federation. This is the first document which was signed on the level of presidents, by the way, which we consider as a roadmap for the further on deliberation of the settlement of the conflict. I can add one thing also, that after the Georgia crisis, it started more understanding in the European capitals and in the other countries who are involved into the conflict resolution, that those words, what we in Azerbaijan said for years, that don't believe in the frozen conflicts, they can be hot in any moment, was a real one. And we're thinking that the conflict resolution, the time for the conflict resolution is up. It's time is up for the, we can make a move that at least step by step, first of all, of course, withdrawal of Armenian troops from the occupied territories surrounding NK, that will allow the internally displaced, ethnically cleansed people return back to their homes, which will immediately diminish strongly the reality of the moving from one so-called frozen into the hot period, because it will definitely send an excellent message, a good message, that we can make a move step by step, slowly, to the durable peace in the region. With regard to the second question, I think that in the question was even the answer. This is the answer is that according to the legislation, the law on media of Azerbaijan, the national frequencies, it's a national frequencies. And this is, it can be used only by Azerbaijan nationals and the companies who are registered in Azerbaijan as Azerbaijan national one. So far, this law was adopted 6 years ago. The national, if I'm not mistaken, 2001 or 2002, the National Council on Radio and TV started working around, I don't know, 4 years ago. And through these years, we're trying to put the rule of law on the different aspects, including into the broadcasting. We already did, like 2 years ago, for example, the Russian, two Russian TV channels was moved out to the satellite because it was they also use the national TV frequencies. The same was with the Turkish TV channel. There was a French radio. Now it's time that we have to put in reality Radio for Europe, BBC, Voice of America. And I think that within the law we have to look inside of the story carefully. how we can manage that we will proceed without politicization of the story. In reality, it's on the ground that everyone will be happy with it. So this is a question of negotiations, it's a question of talks, but one thing that I will strongly call on, do not politicize the issue, because the law is a law and everyone should abide to it. That's the only comment which I can make with regards to the frequencies and to the radio broadcasting in my country. Thank you.
Thank you. Dámy a pánové, čas na opravdu poslední otázku. The last question, if there is interest in any. No. Okay. Yep. Okay, just a short question.
It's a very short one. I have to, I mean, Mr. Harashti, who is the representative on freedom of media, he said recently on his statement and on his report to the Security Council of OECD that if the law, which is not consistent with the OEC standards, and law prevents the pluralism and the freedom of speech, this law should be changed. If law is bad, you don't close the radio stations, which is broadcasting free information. You make amendments to this law. So,
may I respond immediately?
Yes, please.
I think that it's absolutely over mandate of Mr. Harashti to dictate to the sovereign nation what it should do with its own local legislation. I think that as an international bureaucrat, Mr. Harashti should be smart enough to understand that. And the second point is that the legislation is not written. Whenever we're doing it's a media law, it was done in consultancy with the experts of the Council of Europe. As we proceed as a members of the Council of Europe, then it was the experts of the Council of Europe make an expertise on the law. So I think that, unfortunately, Mr. Harashti doing a little bit higher than his mandate, advising a sovereign state what to do with its own legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.